Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we're up to parak Hey Mishnah Dalet. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shnei Dvar Mikul Beisham Emachrim Beisilal. There are two more things that Beisham is more makil about and Beisil is more machmir about. Number one, Dam Yoledes Shlo Tavla, the blood of a Yoledes who did not go to the mikvah at the beginning of the Yemei Tohar. Normally, after giving birth to a baby boy, you're tamei for 7 days, then you go to the mikvah, and then the next 30 days, all the Dam is Tohar. So what if you didn't go to the mikvah after the 7 days? So Bishami Omrim Karuka Kamei Ragleha. It has the same din as any as saliva or urine that could be metame things when it's moist, but not when it's dry. So it's not really dam nida, but at least midraban we treat it like rok and meraglayim. Beisil Omrim Metame Lach V'Yavish. Beisil says no, we treat it like real dam nida. It's metame moist or dry. And second thing is modim bialedis bezov shehu metame lach v'yavish. Bishami agrees that if a woman gave birth while she was already a zava, that until she counts Shivanikiyim, any blood that comes out of her is absolutely Tameh, and it's going to be Tameh both Lach and Yavesh. Moving on to Mishnah Hay is the second Machlokas that Rabbi Eliezer holds. Beis Shammai is more Mekel about, Beis Hillel is more Machmir about. Arba'a Achim, if you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Shnayim and Nesun, Shtei Achios, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Mesu and Nesun, Leachios, Reuven and Shimon die, and therefore, Rachel and Leah both require Yibum, and there are two available brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Those two women can only do Chalitza, but they cannot do Yibum with either one of the brothers, because Rachel and Leah have a Zika with both Levi and Yehuda, and so each one is a Chos Zukukaso, so therefore you're not allowed to do Yibum. But if the brothers that lived, Levi and Yehuda, went and married Rachel and Leah, Yotziv, then they have to get divorced. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mishum Beis Shammai Yikaimu Ubeis Hillel Yotziv. Rabbi Elazar says, no, this is one of the Kulei Beis Shammai and the Chumrei Beis Hillel, that if they actually got married, Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to stay in that marriage, and Beis Hillel says, no, they're going to have to get divorced. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalid, we had said that according to Rabbi Elazar, there are two more things that are Mikulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel, and Mishnah Dalid only listed one of them, which is the Dam of Yoledes, who did not go to the mikveh after the 7 days. Beis Shammai holds is only metame when it's moist. Beis Hillel holds is metame when it's both moist and dry, even though they both agree that if she's yoledes bezov, that it's metame both moist and dry. And then the second din is in Mishnah Hay, that if you have four brothers married to, and two of the brothers married two sisters, and they die, so everyone agrees that you can only do, the two surviving brothers can only do chalitza, not yibum, on the sisters. But what if they did get married? So Beis Shammai is mekel that they could stay married, and Beis Hillel says that they may not stay married. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Perakei, Mishnah Vav.